Good afternoon. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 4 o'clock agenda item. It's Information Technology 2024 Year in Review. So we're going to have a whole meeting through the rearview mirror. So take it away.
All right, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, thanks for the time. We'd like to kind of a year in review for Information Technology. Just kind of let you know some stats, some things we've done, some things we've accomplished. And so this is back into my IT role, so I'll tell you who we have on the record here. Actually are joining us, part of the IT. We have Katie Pendle, she's the IT business manager. We have Sean Adamson, project manager. We have Steve Webb, the new deputy CIO, and my right-hand man, I'm thankful to have some help. Ryan Cronrath, as we all know, he was the developer on the financial workflow, and he softly accepted the promotion to the development manager to backfill Steve Webb within IT.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's been the lead for a while, and he's going to step up and do great things in that role, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
We have Jairo Rodriguez. He's the IT operations manager, so he has a large staff operation team that he manages. And we have Aaron Leslie. He's also a project manager in IT, so he kind of helps put this stuff together. So all the stats that you're going to see in this bound, and we'll get this on the agenda for reference as well, the project management office actually puts this together and gathers all the stats and tracks all of this in conjunction with all the managers. So it's the PMO and what we're doing. So what I'd like to do is just kind of go through it. And if you have any questions, we've got the smart people in the room to answer the questions. The first one, as the commissioners know, the mail room is under IT. So all the handling of mail to and from the courthouse has gone through the hands of IT. And if you look, because there is a snapshot in that first page in the year of 2023 where we had 205,657 pieces of mail we've handled. In 2024, it dipped to 199,524. And then if you look at the $197,817, that's how much the county has spent in postage. And that's all divvied out with the offices and departments, and the business office charges that back.
Okay. Chairman, I have a question.
Yeah.
The mail function, is that going to be, it seems like we had a conversation how that was going to maybe morph a little bit where pieces of mail were actually analyzed before they were, I don't know. Am I not thinking of this correct?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Dieck, that's actually, if we ever come to have a security department under the sheriff's office in the courthouse, it'd go through that scanning first.
Okay, so that's still?
It's still in the works.
Okay, thanks.
So, Kitty, do you know why the total pieces dropped?
We've actually seen a slight decrease since COVID numbers, to be very honest.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
During 2020, we actually had mass mailings go out from elections, from the assessor's office, from the treasurer's office, and a few other departments that were abnormal for the business team. From 2020 to current, we've actually seen some of those numbers drop. Elections has condensed their mailings from every election to once a year now. So I think we'll continue to see a slight decrease in mail, but I think we'll sit right between 195 and 200 every year.
Okay. All right, the next page, this is the countywide printer clicks. As you know, we actually buy the copier equipment and then we have a contract with Boise Office Equipment and we charge back for every click that goes through the copiers per page. That's color in black, it's based on formula. So the business office within IT gets a report every month. We charge all the office and departments back for their portion of the clicks. And now if you look, this one's pretty close. And if you look, the cost is actually up. So if you look from 2023, there is just a little over 4 million clicks that went through all the printers. And then this year is 3.946 million, but we have more color being printed. So it's jacking that cost up just a little bit. And again, everybody pays their portion of it. But I am seeing a trend. Actually, we'll see that on the next page. So going in hand with the printer clicks, the other one is the print shop. So if you look at the print shop, there was a decline of the print shop itself for 2023, 1.973 million clicks just in the print shop. And now we have 1.562 million clicks that came out of 2024. So Katie, do you know why that was a dip?
I'm gonna say it's probably the same thing with those mailings. When you take a bulk mailing like that, you tend to, as you're getting waste and all of that, you get a lot of click counts through that, a lot of waste through that. So with those bulk mailings coming down from 4 and 5 times a year to once a year, I think that's where your decrease is.
Okay, the next one is digitizing paper records. Within IT, we have a dedicated imaging specialist, and all that individual does is scan. That does the backlog scanning throughout the county. And if you look, this one individual, actually that's where Ryan started in the county, as an imaging specialist, scanning pieces of paper and scanning booklets and photography and all of that cool stuff. So he led the way on this. But we've processed 2.6 million images. So we've converted that much paper into images into OnBase, which is our ECM product, our electronic content management system. So there's that much less paper sitting out there. But if you do look, it started back in 2017. If you notice the document count, see how it's actually getting smaller on the pie chart? That's because we're actually scanning more intricate items. We're actually scanning building plans, building maps, and DSD with the wide format. We're doing images of old court documents. You saw the old bindings.
Yeah.
Well, we're using photography on that stuff to bring it into the system so it slows the process way down. And what I did in the back, in the beginning, if you look at the math, this position pays for itself. If we were outsourcing this, it would be a lot more money than the actual salary and benefits of the individual doing this.
US title companies, what they spend on digitizing.
And digitizing a photograph or doing those maps, we can do it for about 90 cents versus $5 or $6.
Wow.
And so that's, and we do have an application, and I think, Ryan, did you write the application to track clicks?
Yeah.
There's. So Ryan wrote an application so we can track the clicks. So every day, Ashley puts in the amount of pages she's actually scanned and the types, and we collect all that data for reporting. It's pretty cool. And I think, Ashley, she's actually scanning the meeting minutes for you guys for the commissioner's office. Okay.
We have a few more boxes. She has job security.
Yeah, that never ends, does it?
Never ends.
All right, service desk tickets. Those are actually up. So year of 2023, IT performed 10,932 service desk tickets. That's from any assistance that people need help, or they could be projects for any kind of assistance that's categorized on the call. So that's actually up to 12,783. One thing I've worked with Hiro and Steve on is the load of your desktop. We have 4 desktop staff, and that's not changed since I started in 2015. So we're going to actually take potential another position that's currently vacant and repurpose to another desktop support. That'll all be done within IT, because we're going to start a new process of rotating one on-call desktop support throughout the county. So instead of the philosophy of a desktop going from the courthouse out to Lake Lowell, Celebration Park, Mosquito Abatement, DMV, elections, warehouse, all those outside remote locations, we have an office in the new warehouse. We're gonna take one on call and put them there for a week. That way that individual can go from the warehouse to those other sides of the county. It saves time, gas, everything else, and better customer service.
Wow.
So the numbers and the metrics that's provided helps us kind of do that shift on support. You guys want to add anything? Any questions? Okay. Now this is another stat that we actually skipped a year. If you look, these are actually your phone calls coming to the operator. People calling the courthouse, need directions, need wherever they need to get. In 2022, we had 37,735 calls come to the courthouse, and that good for jury, to court, to DMV, or anything like that. And we do staff an individual, so staff receives a human when the call is made. We do have an automated tree we kick on during the lunch hour, but for the most part, when someone calls the courthouse, they're going to get somebody to answer the phone. And if you look in this, in 2024, we had 42,840. So the calls have actually been going up. And I think that's a pretty cool commitment we've made to keep a human on the phone. It's pretty unique nowadays.
Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yes.
So I was talking with someone who was working with a medical provider, and the person on the other end of the line was actually an AI person. And so it wasn't, do you see that being the wave or no?
Yeah, Ms. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, I think it's a wave of the future, but it's not something I want to do yet.
Okay.
Maybe I'm still old school until the commissioner's telling me otherwise. I want to keep that a human touch.
Oh, and I appreciate that. And when the person went in to visit with the provider, they said, oh, I talked to Gary. And they said, well, Gary's not a live person. Gary's an AI. But they had no idea.
That's pretty cool technology. It's scary in some respect.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. The next one is email count. Kind of gives you a snapshot and a pie chart of the email that comes into the Canyon County. As you can see, we track this because this is a point of entry of security breaches, cyber instances, and whatnot. But our systems are geared up to handle the load, the scanning, the blacklist reporting, the spam. So we're sitting at 2.8 million, and in 2023 is 2.4 million. As you know, email just keeps going up. I think mine is 2 million of that. I'm trying to put a filter in for my email. So that kind of gives you a snapshot of your email. And just one point of interest, we are changing potentially the spam solution that we have at Canyon County. Commissioner Van Beek, you brought up AI. The spam solution we're going with now is that injected a lot of AI into it. In my opinion, it's not ready for it, and we've had a lot of false positives. So there's a lot of legitimate email actually going into the spam junk. So the operations team is working endlessly to make sure they fine-tune and make sure the email is being delivered as it should. So just information on that. The next page, that kind of gives you the metrics on the website, and the click count has gone up. Our website is getting more interest every year. Numbers are going up. And this kind of feeds on to Commissioner Brooks on doing notifications on our website. Instead of publications, we get a lot of traffic on our website, and it breaks it down on top pages visited, locations of users, and types of devices. So we track that pretty heavily by month and year. And when we do the website revamp or any changes on the website, we look at these metrics to see what the trends are, and we develop accordingly for desktop or mobile. And the biggest thing is you see the mobile on the types of devices. The amount of mobile devices that are our website and tablets way supersede the desktop. That's the trend that's happening. And every year I see that number keep going down on the desktop side. It's the new website they're going to be releasing hopefully within the next 10 months or whatever that might be. I'm not committing anything. It's all completely mobile. Next one, projects. This kind of gives you an idea of some projects we've closed, some that are in progress, and then projects that are planned. The 24 that's saying the project's planned, that's what we call the backlog. That's the wish list. That's the things that come in, and they're just kind of waiting to come up on deck to basically hit and program. So I'll let you just kind of look through some of these. If you have any questions, I don't know if you have any, but the one you might notice is the five-year assessment history and tax report. That's what they call the data hub. That's on our website. And for the record, I really don't like that name. And we are changing that on the new website. It should be property tax reporting. That's what it should say. That's just my opinion. I think it's shared by a few. And so that might come to you guys for a decision on making that name change.
Let's put that out on the webpage. it's probably, for my age, it's probably the most used thing, that the newest and greatest thing. You just have people over and over go, did you know that there's this thing and that you can do your property taxes for like 5 years? It's like, yeah, I did.
Yep.
So I would love to have a better name than.
Yeah, because I think to your point, Chairman, that if they saw a property tax, you know, 5 year assessment, they would click on it. That would go way up.
I would have to agree.
Yeah.
And we're actually enhancing that report right now. And Steve and the development's leading that up as we're doing the school tax credits. That's going to show up on there next.
Oh, wow.
That way you can see what those are.
Nice.
Sometimes the easy questions are the hardest efforts.
Yes.
They're working diligently on that one. Some other things in the progress projects, you probably have a few of these. The Canyon County financial workflow, we're closing that down. It's pretty much success, and we're now just doing a break fix and enhancements. And I think Ryan really wants a break, but he keeps getting enhancements to it. But a huge success. And I would say there's probably four or five of these we're closing down. They're almost done. So do you have any questions on anything on that list?
Chairman, I'll just say thanks again. That workflow makes it a lot better. In terms of, we're not hearing, I guess, that there's a cloggage in the pipeline, if you will, between the board and auditing and what they need to get done. And so having that and the ability just to ask questions and get it moved through, it's a big win. Yeah.
How many did you close or approve?
I did 358 this morning. So.
Yeah.
You approved them?
I don't know.
It's because we didn't give her a disapprove.
just to be on the record, when I was elected and I came in and I talked to Monica and Jenin, there was a constant stream that day of people bringing in their triplicate form to do the money thing. It was going in and out, and I thought, what kind of an organization am I signing on to here that's still using bookkeeping stuff in triplicate form? So that's a major thing to me, that you guys have all been able to develop that and get it electronic now. It's a testimony to a great efficiency that's been able to be made. And for us as commissioners, it's very, very welcoming that we can get that data that fast. We can look at it. We can make a determination rather than go back through the triplicate form and try to figure out where that went. So, big change.
Yes, Chairman.
All the departments, it affected everybody, clear across everything.
It did. Chairman, as the board's historian, I do have to say that idea was on the books for at least 4 years before you got here, probably. And it wasn't until this change in leadership that they approved that moving forward. And so the benefit, you can see, is huge. I'm not sure what the resistance was, but the resistance is not there.
It's futile.
Well, and those three-part carbons, we printed those through the print shop, and that stuff will destroy copiers.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about wear and tear.
We have one dedicated machine to carbon paper, and I'm excited to see that use drop.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
The equipment that prints all that is roughly $150,000. So the longer we can make that last, the better we can.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty happy about getting rid of those and the cost of buying the forms.
Yeah. Cool.
Another point of interest, the CAPS rebuild on this list. This is one actually Steve Webb's leading up. That's for DSD. That's their application that track all building permits, planning, everything, receding, and we're going to rebuild that. And
yeah.
Software platform.
That'll be huge too.
And I do have to say, with IT here, the last report I saw out of CAPS that Josh reported, that was a great report.
Okay.
Yeah, we keep seeing reports doing better and better and better.
Yeah, it was the most concise report we've had yet.
Oh, good.
It was incredible. Yeah.
And I had to ask if CAPS actually generated or they did it manually, and he said CAPS did it. So, good job. Point that on. Whoever did that report in CAPS, it's a good job. And this is where kind of these last pages are kind of all wrapped into the same topic, and these are the project hours. These are the hours that Sean and Aaron in the project management office track with all the development team and operations throughout IT, and they run the stats to make sure that we're keeping our time and we're tracking these projects. We don't send bills to offices, but we do tell them how much time it takes. That's how helps us resource staffing to do the efforts and how long things take. And this is why it's vital we keep their skill set sharp in the development side. But if you look on the project hours in 2024, we've got the average per week that's in here, and then average per year. And then the graphs behind that are where percentage of efforts on the projects, times tracked, year over year comparisons. So that's kind of the year in review. It kind of touches all aspects of IT. And there's a lot of stuff happening up there. It's a good group. I think we're pretty fortunate to have the IT group we do and the services they provide throughout the county. So if you have any questions, we're here.
Does this will get posted as a PDF?
Perfect. Yeah, I'll get you the PDF version.
Very good.
Any thoughts? Anything else? Well, good job on the report.
Yes.
And all the work behind it.
Yep. Yeah. Chairman, I'll just say that when I was elected in 2019, Greg was the CIO at that time, and it was really the most organized and the only department under the board that was putting out a year-end report that gave the kind of statistics to measure where we're at year over year. So I appreciate the effort that continues to go, and thank you for everybody in that. It's fun to see an internal progression of people moving up the chain and what you do for Canyon County, like when you're unleashed. So thank you.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yes.
What did you do with the other 3,900 hours that were spent on projects in 2023 that were not spent in projects in 2024?
I'll leave that to Sean to answer that question.
Projects are transitory. Sometimes there's a lot of things going on during the project. Sometimes there's not. When there is not, we have operational stuff and other things that are smaller efforts that don't quite classify as a huge project.
Okay.
We work on those pieces.
Yeah, and I could add to that too. We kind of started to develop to what we call a mini charter, and it's in the, we call them mini projects, and because it was like, man, we're doing all these little projects, but we're not tracking the hours because it's not a full blown project, which wasn't getting logged. So we started capturing those in 2025, or yeah, a little bit in 2024, 2025. So you'll be seeing those tracked as well, because a lot of those little projects getting hit weren't getting captured in 2024, so that will help to show that we are still working.
That's not what I meant by it. I was just curious.
In our new reporting, though, we do have something that captures all those little mini things, and it's called mini projects, and you can see how much we've done each week over week,
yeah,
that adds to this total number, so we can show you those in the future.
Yep.
I think it's good. It's a way for you to, you know, show everybody else what you've been up to, and you know, just because it's little, I mean, it was
right.
It's important. It's still important. So I think, yeah, it's good for you to report on it. So
definitely important.
Well, the beautiful thing is Steve Webb came up as he started as a business analyst, so we got to know the project side of things. Already had a hand on that. Then he moved in the development side and worked with operations with Hyro, so he's well equipped for this new position.
Good work. I think I'll speak with Aaron Williams and we'll post it on the website. What would you rather that the data hub was called, and have a little contest to see?
And I do apologize, Mr. Chair. This one, as you notice, it's May. This year-end report was actually done in February. It sat in my inbox for a long time. It got buried, went through my email, found it, apologized to IT, and here it is.
It's a good primer for budget season.
Yeah, true story. All right. Is there anything else?
I don't have anything, Chairman.
All right. Well, I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned. Thanks.